In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Wednesday today, the 11th of September. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin today with a story that is almost certainly the very first step in a very long and possibly litigious chain of events. But the news is what the news is, and this one could be a biggie. California is rewriting the rules on when a worker is an employee and when that person is an independent contractor. Changes to the law are all but done in the California legislature with the gig economy clearly in mind. Apps like Uber and Lyft, DoorDash and Postmates, where workers who are key to the company's business are classified as contractors, which means they don't get health insurance or other benefits, of course. But how you feel about what California is doing kind of depends on where you sit. So we sent Marketplace's Ben Bradford out into downtown Los Angeles today to talk to some of the people who are in that gig economy.
It took about 3 minutes from when I tapped the app for Anisha Turner to pull over and pick me up in her white Scion.
Hey, how are you?
Turner's one of Uber's almost 4 million drivers. Lyft has about half that, and I'm one of her first rides today.
I just came out here, but I plan to be out here at least probably about 8 to 10 hours today.
Turner's been driving with Uber for about 3 years, and she's skeptical about becoming an employee.
You get health insurance and those kinds of things.
Well, you'll get health. Okay, we'll get health insurance. And what else?
Being reclassified as an employee would mean minimum wage guarantees, overtime, and meal breaks. But Turner's concerned it would allow the company more control to set her schedule.
That's the thing, though. I don't want it to be like a regular job. That's the point of why we even started driving.
Turner doesn't want to drive forever. She wants to attend esthetician school this fall and schedule her driving around that.
For all the press they get, Uber and Lyft aren't the gig economy all by themselves, right? And the gig economy itself actually is way more broad than most of us think of. Ben Bradford grabbed, yes, an Uber to a nail salon in downtown L.A.
Nailsholic is a small, rectangular, brightly lit shop with maybe a half dozen chairs. Susan Lee is welcoming customers at the front and explains what they offer.
Like acrylic, mani-pedi, we give them all that service.
Even though she works pretty regular hours at one of the chairs in the salon, Lee is an independent contractor. She and her coworkers have discussed advantages of becoming full-time employees under California's new law.
With us, I mean, it's better for us. You know, we get benefit and stuff.
But Lee also says being independent has given her flexibility. She regularly goes to work in other states.
Oh, I'm like all over the place. In Florida, Boston, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, I'm like everywhere.
She's not sure whether the potential benefits outweigh the value she gets from being able to work where she wants and when she wants.
This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back we go now to the voyages of Marketplace's Ben Bradford through the gig economy, a slice of the American labor force that the state of California would like to have a word with us all about. When last we heard from Ben, he was in a nail salon talking to a worker there about what's known as California AB5, the new law out here that would mean thousands of people who are now classified as independent contractors would be switched over to being actual employees with all the pay and benefit changes that would mean. Anyway, Ben was out running around all morning, and by the time he got back to the office, he was hungry.
My editor ordered lunch via Postmates, and I was so happy to see Baltazar Montoya carrying a big brown paper bag with our food.
Hey, man. Yeah, thanks, man.
For Montoya, this is a side hustle. His main job is installing fire sprinklers for a union. He likes the extra money, particularly because there are months when he's off. But he also thinks Postmates could have more transparent pay. And as a union guy, he says he understands the power of collective bargaining.
If we became employees, we could probably talk about a base pay, that a flat pay per delivery. You know, it might be easier than to have one of us just call and ask for stuff like that.
Labor unions have been some of the biggest backers of the California measure because employees can organize. But as independent contractors, gig economy workers lack the ability to collectively bargain with their companies.
Cool, man. Hey, very nice to meet you. Thanks so much. Cool, man. Appreciate it.
Marketplace's Ben Bradford there. One more coming up from him. Lest you think, by the way, that Uber and Lyft are taking AB5 lying down. That is the bill out here about to be signed into law. Well, they're not. They have each set aside tens of millions of dollars to fund a California ballot initiative campaign to let voters decide how they want their rideshare companies to be regulated. There's a whole lot wrapped up in this California change to how workers are treated as contractors or actual employees. I mean, yes, for the company, sure, it'll be more expensive. And if you're a pure play gig economy company like Uber or Lyft, it's a real business model challenge. But there are changes coming for workers, too, how they get scheduled and how much they're paid. Ben Bradford left the office one last time to get another perspective.
Oscar Arvizu has a conflicted relationship with Uber and Lyft. I find him outside the LA Grand Hotel in a shiny black Suburban. He's driven independently for years. He says Uber and Lyft hurt his business.
When they were not here, our business was totally different. I had a lot of clients.
But now, Arvizu drives some independently and other times turns on the apps, even though he says they don't pay much.
They give us nothing, man. Actually, driving this car, all I get is a gas money.
Still, Arvizu expresses the same concerns I heard from people I spoke with earlier about becoming an employee under California's new law.
I don't want to be an employee because I don't want to lose my freedom.
He thinks it'd tie him more tightly to the companies that upended his livelihood. Riding around in downtown Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.